You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey, before we get to the show, we just want to tell you that support for today's Cooligans is brought to you by Manscaped.
That's
which,
right.
If you don't know, that's the best below the waist grooming, dude.
Correct. Yes, I'm very much aware. I've been a Manscaped customer for probably about like a year now.
Which is good, because I think people who've met you and seen how young your face looks assume you don't grow hair down there.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm here to, you know, to like tell, this is really a message to the doubters, okay? This isn't a Manscaped ad. This is
no.
Letting you know I grow hair down there, okay? If anybody was interested, and also stop sending me those messages for those requests, okay?
Right? We're not starting a weird OnlyFans, okay? I certainly do. I'm a very hairy person. And let me tell you something. I'm really happy about this because I have hurt myself pretty bad in the past trying to get rid of the hair down there, which I wouldn't even do if it wasn't for my wife saying, yo, could you do something about this?
Yeah, that's how your wife talks. She's like, yo, look, fam, I'm going to need you to kind of like trim the hedges a little bit, all right? Because it's become a problem.
All right, when you go to the bathroom, it looks like you'd be shaving a teddy bear. So I need you to do something about that. Long hair don't care. You should care, my G. But I have. I kept an old beard trimmer, you know? Mm. And that's what I was using. But it nicked me. It nicked me real bad. I screamed. And I didn't know what to put on it, so I put rubbing alcohol on it. That was a horrific mistake.
Wow. This feels like a kink more than anything. Yeah. I'm like, what? Everything you're doing seems to be the wrong decision. Okay.
I've never pleasured myself better. No, it was horrific. But that's what I use. When I used to shave my face, I used to use rubbing alcohol. Or when I really buzz the beard, the hair on my neck or whatever, I'll use rubbing alcohol because it really closes up your pores. So I was like, well, I'll just use this. This is my aftershave. Let's just say it was a calamity. There was a lot of screaming. The neighbors called the cops. Yeah. It was a lot going on. But that doesn't happen anymore because now I got this Manscaped, which has this really cool sort of guard here that stops, you know, your skin from falling in. And it's got a light.
That's
so now
right.
You can see what's going on down there.
That's right. This is the lawnmower 3.0, and it's
the 3.0, baby.
Okay, it is really great, and it's usually we're not on this show we don't just talk about testicles and balls and whatever else you want to.
You
call
know
them.
We do.
but it's not the focus.
That's a good point.
This is we're dedicating time to make sure that our listeners, dudes who want to take care of themselves down there.
Or ladies, right?
Yeah,
you wanna shave your hoo-ha, or you wanna buzz it down,
okay,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. But I never knew Alexis could reach that pitch. That was quite
only
high.
When I'm talking about that. But hey, it's COVID. Maybe you don't want to go to the salon or where the ladies,
Yeah. Look, this is why we need Manscaped, because most men have no idea what goes on down there.
They don't know
how other people do it. They don't know what we're supposed to do. But pick up, go to manscaped.com and pick up the lawnmower, right? So if you use the promo code GULLY21, you will receive 20% off and free shipping. And I highly recommend it. With the lawnmower in itself, you can use it in the shower. It has
it's waterproof.
It's waterproof. You can use it. It has a great LED light for precision, because even if you are in a well-lit room, there's certain areas that you can't really see, okay?
Right. Unless you got weird lights on the floor of your bathroom, and then you a freak, and you need this joint, you know what I mean?
Okay.
You need to be clean down there.
You're quite prepared. It's a great product. Manscaped also has a bunch of different, you can get like a care package that has like...
You get underwear, t-shirts, you can get ball deodorant.
Okay,
did you know that ladies buy this for your manses? Did you know that your balls shouldn't smell? I didn't know that.
Don't put it under in your armpits, okay? No. It goes in a different spot, okay?
I actually thought the smell was the appeal. Turns out it is not.
No. The whole pheromone thing is been debunked, okay? So ignore it. But go to manscaped.com and make sure to use the promo code GULLY21 for 20% off and free shipping. It's a great, great product. And thank you, Manscaped, for supporting today's show.
Yeah, and also, hey, use it on your ass. Come on.
Okay, that's how we end it.
What's going on, guys? Ellie from Copper9E. You might not know who I am, but I've got nothing better to do. So watch the Soccer Cooligans talking all things football, politics, music, culture. Swipe up, click the link, do
that'll
something.
Do, that'll perfect. Do.
Buddy, we needed it.
We need a roar, a cry for help because you know the country is going through a bit of an issue, a little growing pains, some may say.
Some would say for sure. It's been rough. It's been a rough one.
Correct.
Every day for the last 4 years,
it seems like it's a little bit worse now, right? Okay, if for some reason you only listen to soccer podcasts exclusively and you don't know what's going on, Washington D.C., the capital of the United States, is being stormed. It looks like just mayonnaise falling onto the city. It is absolutely disturbing.
You know how Hollywood is rebooting everything,
yeah.
Right? Who knew they wanted to reboot the Civil War? that's not one of the things
keep
we reboot.
Keep it in Williamsburg where it belongs. What are you doing?
Yeah. Reenactment, folks. Reenactment.
But hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Everyone here on Twitch, if you're listening to this podcast, we tape this. We tape the Prem Show every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern time on Twitch. Whether there is an insurrection or not, you know, the show.
We almost didn't.
We were, you know, I'm definitely in a place where I'm like, all right, well, this day is kind of, you know, pretty much ruined. I feel like civil wars usually just like mess up. You kind of my
they
mood.
Change. They just change my energy. You know.
Okay, I have all these anti-Civil War crystals around me. I'm hoping they help. You know.
Yeah. I got them at the car wash. So I don't know if they're gonna work.
The Serbian guy told me they work, okay?
Yeah.
So look, but we appreciate that you are listening. We appreciate everybody here on Twitch. Hopefully we can bring some you know, respite, some calmness, some joy, and I'm hoping I get some of the same, all right? I need it too. So thank
Justin
you.
Justin Freeberg. By the way, we have the funniest chat in the world. If you want to be a part of the chat, you want to be a part of our show, if you're just listening, you got to jump on Twitch. I could completely understand if you didn't want to do it. If you're listening to this yesterday, not a great day to be on Twitch. But we've got some very funny folks.
How would you be listening to this yesterday? What does that mean?
I said, if you're listening to this, I could understand if you didn't want to jump on Twitch yesterday.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear that. Yeah. You didn't say that full sentence, but okay.
I did. But Justin Freeberg 26 put the Prem Show brought to you by Alexis's Instagram and Bing on edtwitch.com. If that confuses you, you don't listen enough to this show.
Oh, man. So look, obviously a couple things to discuss in soccer, but yeah, it is what it is. What's going on right now was an absolute, one, it's scary. Two, it's just like, it is a, it's disgusting, right?
Yeah.
Like the frustration, that, and we've seen it, you know, this summer has been pretty, or 2020, summer of 2020 was pretty wild when it came to how much progress has been made about showing all these social issues, social injustice in sports, in soccer. MLS is back doing the 8-minute tribute at the beginning of the to start matches. And
the Prem is still doing it,
very much so. And then the Atlanta Dream of the WNBA wearing the Warnock Vote Warnock shirt when Kelly Loeffler is the owner of the damn team, which made I don't think if that moment doesn't happen, I don't think Warnock will even wins. You know, most people probably don't even know who he is. That was the first time I heard his name. So
could you imagine if I bought a soccer team and they all wore T-shirts that said Christian is funnier? they'd be fired. You know, I'm ripping up contracts.
You bought a soccer team
during the game,
and they're like, "Men in Blazers is my favorite show." You know,
I'd be like, "Yeah, you're all done."
Well, we can't. I feel like you're making it a toxic work environment. I can't really work with you.
Honestly, I'm gonna go to HR, and I hired HR, so I have a feeling they're gonna side with me. And guess what? I'm now HR.
But no, man, it's just insane. You know, all the stuff about, you know, the hypocrisy of like riots and, you know, and property and Blue Lives Matter and all this other nonsense. And it really goes out the window when a group of people feel like they don't have control anymore of or have the option to oppress another group of people. Now all of a sudden it's like, no, well, this has gotten out of hand and we got to do something about it. So
Justin Freeberg said if Alexis bought a team, they'd wear shirts with Salad Works on it and Alexis would sell the team immediately. I can't be a part of it. That propaganda? No, thank you.
Absolutely.
I get sued by Doritos by actually we get sued by Zaps for putting them on the shirt.
Absolute, yeah, insanity. And hopefully tomorrow is better. Hopefully, right now
we keep saying it. Remember, you know, since 2015, we've been cheering on this new year. And it's always smacked us in the back of the head. We need to stop cheering on New Year's and just be like, please, 2021, be better than 2020. Because so far, you started out kind of rough.
Steven Jumbo, he says, shit, I'm late. I was watching The Republic crumble. How's it going? Yeah. You know?
We're talking about the same thing,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, not much. You know, flip on, you know, MSNBC, CNN, The Prem Show. It's pretty much all the same exact programming.
We're live, baby, live. But there is some soccer happening.
There is some soccer happening, and
it looks like Mesut Ozil is. There's two types of reporters right now.
Oh,
people
wait,
saying
before we start, I want to just crack open a beer. Obviously, I got this is another beer.
There goes Dry January, folks.
This is from Freddy Alarcón. Remember now, this is
that's right.
This beer has a transformer on it. What was I forgot his name. My brother had this toy as a kid. Who is this Transformer? Somebody should mention it in the chat. But I forgot his name. Please, he's red.
I used to love Transformers.
Yeah, I was a huge fan. Still am.
What was that? What was the main guy? Omega, Optimus Prime, Rodimus Prime.
Okay, cool. Yeah. My brother had this toy. I used to play. This was the toy that got passed down to me because my brother's 8 years older than I am.
Yeah, I have an older sister, so I was just shaving the heads of Barbies and being like, all right, you just a dude with a good rack. You know what I mean? You a soldier.
And this is a beer. It says it's called it's from Broken Strings Brewing. It says, you got the power. Look at that.
Aww.
All right. So it sounds like a Public Enemy song almost, a little bit. And it's sour with raspberry and chocolate.
All right, we'll give it a try. Right. Let's see if you like
Let's
it.
Let's crack this open.
I did not put those beers in the fridge, so thank you, Freddy Alarcón, but I haven't gotten them in the fridge yet.
I got a little bit of a spill.
So looks like Mesut Ozil is moving. Well, actually, there's three things that can happen with Mesut Ozil. He might be re-registered by Arsenal to play in the second half of the season, which is going to be like...
This is very good. This is great. This is actually really, really good. I'm not a huge fan of like chocolatey beers, but this has like a fair amount of it. But I love sour beers. So this is perfect. Yes, from Orlando. Broken Strings, I assume. Yeah, from Orlando. On Florida. All right.
Yes to Justin Freeberg, who wants to send us beer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, please. Yes.
Yeah, and also, Colo Blanco, let him put it because he wrote the word oh shit in it, which is fine. Whatchamacallit. So look. Ozil might stay at Arsenal. Arsenal might just register him for the second half of the season.
Oh, how nice of them.
Right? Hey, they're like, guess what? Joke's over. We kind of need you. Also, you've been cheering us on Twitter. We're calling you bluff, baby. You know?
Yeah, it's like this. Ozil playing soccer is like a make-a-wish. You know what I mean? It's like, what a great thing. They took a fan that was on Twitter, and they were like, hey, buddy, you're getting the call up.
Right. You're in the 18. Who knew? Some reports are saying that Fenerbahce's already got an agreed deal.
Mm-hmm.
And other people are saying DC United already has an agreed deal. And we know he's trying to get his coffee shop in a DC. But if you're him, as of right now, he's like, we're going Fenerbahce, right? Because if you're watching the news, you're like, I don't think I want to be in D.C. exactly.
Okay, you know? But can I go? I don't want to go to the District of Columbia. Can I go to regular Columbia? I think it's a little bit safer right now.
I'll play at Columbia University. Just do not make me.
I think this is news. We heard this last year. Rumors that he was going to open a coffee shop in.
Well, the rumor started that he was coming to DC United, and then people were saying, no.
It's just a business.
It's just a coffee shop that he wants to open at Audi Field.
Mm-hmm.
But then the rumor converted to he wants to go play there because he wants to start his cafe empire.
Well, those rumors started, but that coffee shop does have 17 assists in the Premier League, so we should really consider it as a viable option.
They closed it. It's not allowed on Saturdays. You're not allowed to go in there. Yeah, you just know it has really good coffee because they tweet about it. but so then the rumor became, nah, he's going to play there because he wants to start this cafe empire in the U.S., starting with D.C., right?
Mm.
And then that went away. But now it's back.
Okay.
But here's the thing. It's also that thing of like, you know how agents are like, Fenerbahce is like, all right, we'll pay him $200,000 a week. And it's like, nah, it's going to be $350,000 a week. And like, nah, we ain't got it. And he's like, oh, you know what? I'm hearing there's interest from MLS. And why they were like, fine, we'll give you $300,000. We're like, duh, sold.
Yeah. It's always, MLS is always used as like a bargaining chip or whatever. How great, just for the sake of... Look, it would be great if Ozil actually went over to MLS because the suggestion is, they starting that empire, hoping they could help with his branding or whatever. Like he would just be like a bigger figure. But it does feel like this, like 2021, I don't imagine any big moves happening. I don't know what players are going to want to play.
Oh, I feel there's going to be tons of big moves starting with Messi.
I think, hold on. I just think that there's going to be a lack of...
You mean
of,
coming to the MLS?
Lack of money or lack of willingness to spend.
What are you talking about?
I'm
across Europe or
MLS,
coming in MLS?
MLS in particular. I think this is across everywhere. They are going to have these issues. But in MLS especially, I think they're going to be tighter with money and not going to spend an insane amount on big DPs. Maybe like high-level TAM players. But big DPs, I don't predict any big signings coming in for 2021. Just because of...
Does anybody else holding back the laughter from Christian saying big DP twice? Anyone?
No one.
Okay, it turns out no. Well, they hear about it like 2 seconds after we say it. So give it a second.
Okay, because some people are adults in the chat, okay?
Which you better be if you're going to get involved in a big DP, okay?
I don't expect him. I think this is very much like kind of what you said. Like it's the MLS news is a bargaining tool. Bargaining chip, and I don't imagine, I don't think he's going to go to MLS ever. I think
it's actually a better move for him to go to MLS than it is to go to Fenerbahce because, you know, the Turkish league is what it is. The only thing is he gets a chance to go to Champions League and potentially face Arsenal, which you know he'd be inspired to want to beat, and I don't want him to do that.
You think Arsenal are going to make the Champions League? Is that what you're saying?
Okay. All right. Or maybe Europa. Can I at least get fucking Europa? Can Fenerbahce just get in the FA Cup so this could happen? They're all, everyone's calling me Lewandowski from the trash joke. But I think it's a better move for him to go to the U.S. I think it's a better move for him to be here. I think his, it's only going to improve his cachet in Europe. I think everything across the board is just going to make him a bit more valuable. You know what I mean?
Is that what he needs, though, to be more valuable? He needs to play. That's really... He has a lot of money. I can't imagine how motivated he is by money to go to any particular team. I think he just wants to play and frankly wants to be respected at what Arsenal are doing to him. And this is the thing that's frustrating with Arsenal overall is that they're never really transparent about these roster decisions. Like, why can't they simply say why? And we've spoken about this ad nauseum. Why can't they just say why they don't want to play him?
What about Saliba? The kid specifically didn't move to another team that offered him more money because he loved Arsenal growing up. gets here, they won't play him. Now he's moved on loan. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
I don't get it. But least, I think Arteta wants to be one of these guys that keeps everything in-house. Remember how much he freaked out about the leaks going out? And he was like, I'll catch the fucker. Or he said something like that. Like, he was... Clearly gets really upset.
Yeah. I mean, Ronald Koeman did the same thing with, what's his name? The young kid at Barcelona. But he basically accused them of leaking information to the press and then didn't stop playing him. You know, I think he finally played a game a week ago and he got like 6 minutes or something like that. Like the dude... he has a vendetta, you know what he doesn't allow it or whatever.
It's like you're not a coach out there, remember, Puig. You're a manager.
Ricky Puig. Yeah, thank you.
You're a manager.
Hot Mess Express.
This is part of what you're supposed to do when you're a manager, you know what I mean? Like, you're managing the club,
yeah,
you know. And if people are here telling the press about what the fuck you're doing, you got to pull it back.
And the thing with Saliba is another one where, just what the comment was that he's not ready to play in the Premier League, but I don't know who exactly said that.
I mean, that's also like a great thing to hide behind. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you cheat on your girl and be like, I just, you know, she wasn't ready.
She's not really in the right place to be in a relationship with me right now. So
her mindset is different than what I was expecting. You know?
So I think that is a thing. That as Arsenal is, you know, they've won, what, 3 in a row, 4 in a row. When they win, people kind of, they're like, oh, well, we're winning, so what's the big deal? But it still looks really weird that there isn't this transparency with the roster and why some of these decisions are made.
But I do want to say, we're happy we're winning. That doesn't go away.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
But it's like, what is the harm in saying... You know, we can't play Ozil because he doesn't fit the system that we're trying right now.
Because it's not true.
Okay, yeah, and that's so it's like
it's not true, and it would start that would open up another can of worms.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Has anyone ever opened a can of worms? Has that actually ever happened?
I mean, they're delicious. Why not?
We're gonna be eating it during the Civil War.
You know, maybe we should have like we had Bean Dad the other day, Worm Dad. You know,
Worm Dad. This poor kid, 6 hours to open up this can. Where do you think is? Do you think it's better for him to go to Fenerbahce? And remember, he spoke out against the German national team and the German. Football world, and said that they were racist against him because he's Muslim, right? And he would be treated like a god in Turkey because of that.
Yeah.
So does he go to play in Turkey where like his heritage is from?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you come to the US and make yourself a gazillionaire and just, you know, duck a couple shots during the Civil War?
I mean, look, it seems like such simple choices. I think as a fan of MLS, it would be awesome to see Ozil play in even at DC United. I think he would be a good fit. He would be entertaining and he would help them score a couple goals and on the
tell
attack.
Me a team in MLS he wouldn't be a good fit in.
I'm just saying, it's just like the big issue. I just don't want to happen what happened with Pirlo at NYCFC. These guys. Pirlo was a bit older. I don't know how old Ozil is now. He's early 30s.
32.
Fairly young. Pirlo was like 34, 35 when he got here. Ozil is not really... He ain't playing defense, okay? And in some MLS clubs, they need that energy that Wayne Rooney brought to DC United, that incredible tackle on Will Johnson and getting the cross to Lucho Acosta.
I disagree.
Yeah, Ozil's not doing that. That's all I'm saying.
It's good. You know, you shouldn't need that from everybody. You know, he's good enough offensively that you shouldn't need him to be this guy that can go out and chase down players and track back. You shouldn't need that from him.
Okay. I mean, yeah, you hope that somebody else can cover. But look, I imagine that this is the frustration that probably Arteta Emery probably had with Ozil as well. Like they just need a higher work rate from their midfielders, and it didn't really fit anymore. Look, Ozil's kind of getting older.
He's 32. He's got at least what, minimum 2 years left?
Yeah, but...
And also, he didn't run much. He's one of those guys that kind of understands where to be.
But when you have a different, you know, the same players, the Arsenal of, you know, 2010 or whatever are not the same as they are now. Like, Ozil's not playing with Santi Cazorla, with Fabregas, with these... dynamic
Alexis Sanchez,
these dynamic midfielders that were absolutely incredible and had incredible work rate and defended or whatever. Like, Ozil's good at what he does, but maybe he's just not fitting in with the way the style of play that Arsenal is playing now.
I disagree. I think he'd be an amazing addition to Arsenal.
So why doesn't
I just
he play now?
Because he talked some shit about China and the Uyghurs, and now he's, you know, Arsenal's choosing money, and apparently he disrespected Arteta to his core, because Arteta won't even say this man's name. So I don't know what Arteta did, but I do think having a creative midfielder is something that we need when we don't really have that.
Aussie AB said, whoever thought Rooney would be held up as the icon of defending, you know?
Because of one play.
No, not because of one play. The dude busted his ass. He really did try. I mean, we saw him play a couple times in person, and he did not take a play off, you know?
That's true.
And you cannot say that for several other big DPs. You know what I'm saying, Alexis? Yeah.
Hey. There's kids here.
Oh, man.
Everybody gets two big DPs, folks.
Jay Durepa 14 said Beckham played no defense. And he said I don't know who, if it's a man or woman, the traditional 10 has disappeared from football.
Which, look, I mean, I kind of agree with you. But if you look at the way Arteta plays, you kind of, like, look at how much more efficient the team is when Saka or like a Emile Smith Rowe or even Lacazette start to sort of fade more centrally. They need someone who can play, you know, a creative number 10 role centrally. And I kind of feel like Mesut Ozil will do that. He just doesn't, you know, he hasn't understood Arteta's system because, you know, he's been missing from school. You know, he took off a couple of months because some would say he got expelled. Sure.
Sure. No, but he became a professional tweeter. He's been so good. Being
a cheerleader, really.
doing Q&As on Twitter, you know, AMAs. He's having a good time, okay?
He's having a good time.
Straight up influencer.
Roasting beans, you know?
Speaking of this, so I do want to give props to Arsenal because they did. Who was it? The Kieran Tierney, that goal that Kieran Tierney scored last week was incredible. That was so impressive. I think it definitely put him on. I saw that goal and I'm like, it felt like Tierney was attacking the goal, like, you know, if Aubameyang ain't gonna do it, I guess I'll have to take this in my own hands or whatever.
He was like, y'all don't want to score? I mean, I guess I can, you know?
Oh, man. Really, really impressive. Obviously, they're playing West Brom, and West Brom is West Brom, but still pretty impressive. Especially since, who was it? West Brom got a draw against Liverpool the other day. So a couple surprising results from the teams that even at the top of the table, and you know, the bottom of the table teams like Arsenal Football Club, you know what I'm saying?
But yeah, please, thank you. I actually was watching a video where they're like, Chelsea hasn't been able to beat some of the big clubs. You know, they've lost two, and I'm like, please say it, please say it. And they mentioned Arsenal. I'm like, Arsenal's considered a big club by somebody because it's been a while since we have. But what I like about the Tierney goal is, you know, like when you don't want to do something, you know what I mean? And you see someone else do it, and you're like, yo, I better do this before my job gets taken away.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's what happens to Aubameyang. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like your girl brings home a vibrator and it like spins and it's got lights. And you're like, damn, I need to put in work. But all our jobs are being taken by robots.
I don't know if mine can do that. I got to figure out. Is there like an upgrade that I missed out on?
Is there beads? Can I add beads to mine? Because that one's got beads and a hand. A fist.
Yo, Manscaped, help me. I don't know what's going on. You got anything for me?
Yeah, damn. It has a windshield wiper motion. How does that even feel good? Everybody, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We just want to break up with a word from one of our sponsors, us and you.
That's right, Gully Squad. The last, during quarantine, how has Gully Squad has not only become a dope soccer community, but it's becoming a vital space for my emotional well-being.
Okay? Yes, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have anyone to talk to a lot of the time. And also, I would not know what an apple crisp is.
Okay, yeah, we are. There's so much communication and sharing of food. It's I don't really dwell in that channel too much.
No, you're not allowed to. Your girl can see it on your face that you're looking at food.
She goes through my phone not to look for like texts from other girls. She's like
booty pick sandwich.
Dan, what is this? How dare you betray me like this?
She's messaging me, homewrecker.
Gully Squad is obviously the Cooligans community of people that are fans of soccer, fans of comedy, fans of food, fans of pizza. It's an opportunity to help support the content that we put out, help us put out more content that we can deliver to the masses, and also get some exclusive content for yourself. So there's a bunch of really cool things going on in there. We have an amazing Slack channel that may or may not exist. Who knows?
Even though we just talked about it.
Exactly, but you know, it's vague. It's very vague. So you can join at any level. You can join. You can give like $5, $10. You can give more. If you give more, there's more perks involved, like merch and a pin and stickers and different things like that. So if you're a fan of soccer, if you're a fan of comedy, we highly recommend you joining. And it definitely helps the show grow, so we can do a bunch of other fun things. You know, in 2021, when we can finally travel, we can be able to go do live shows and do live events and do a lot of other things like that. So
plus you get some really exclusive stuff, like when we release the pins, you get a pin for joining.
That's right.
When we release the pop socket, you got a pop socket for joining, stuff like that. So there's a lot of really good exclusive stuff. It's not just being a part of the Slack channel that may or may not exist, but trust me, that's a dope part of it.
Very much so. So go to soccercooligans.com and click on the Join Gully Squad button now. Let's look at the table very quickly.
While we're looking at the table, let's talk about Chelsea, because I think that's the next thing we should talk about.
Yes.
Chelsea fans went from making fun of Arsenal for being in a relegation battle to being 3 points away. What are they in? They're in 10th, right? No, they're 9th.
9th, yeah.
So.
And Arsenal's in 11th and 3 points back, yeah.
So here's the thing. Everyone would have assumed Arteta's going to get sacked. I think there's a better chance that Lampard gets sacked before Arteta does.
It feels plausible. And I honestly, I don't think as long as Arteta doesn't get Arsenal relegated, I don't think they're getting rid of him.
I'm going to regret saying this, because as a Knicks fan, I'm having a great time watching this season. Mm-hmm. And I've started saying I'm believing again. I said this 2 games ago, by the way.
That's how they get you.
Not just after beating Atlanta. That's how they get you, right? You start to feel hope again, and they're like, aha, pull the rug. But I kind of feel like the relegation battle is done for Arsenal. I feel like we've turned the corner. This doesn't mean we're a top four club. Mm-hmm. This doesn't mean that we're going to be getting into Europe. But it does feel like we're a top half of the table club, at least this year.
I would say so, yeah. And look, and what is it? The top from first to what? Where are Arsenal? In 11th? I mean, it's really a 10-point difference between first and, 10th or 11th.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
Especially with Liverpool dropping points, and we will talk about Southampton as well.
Yes. Arsenal definitely the results that they've been getting. They haven't, even in the that losing stretch or just the winless kind of streaks that they've been having, they haven't been blown out really in any games. It's just like they're not scoring goals. That's really it. They're losing like 1-0, 2-0, 2-1, things like that. So the bar is fairly low to be a mediocre team this season in the Premier League.
There are the teams that suck, the teams that are pretty good, mm-hmm. and the teams that are great. But it seems like that ratio has switched to most teams are just pretty good this year. It seems like if you said teams that are great, I'm going to have to say United as much as I don't want to because you never know who's going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
You got to say Liverpool, even though they lost. And I think Tottenham is either, you might, if you're a Tottenham fan, you still think of them as being great. If you're not a Tottenham fan, you think of them as having sort of fallen into the not as good or just a good team this year.
Yeah, look, their last few stretches, they drew against Tottenham. They drew against Crystal Palace, lost to Liverpool. You should understand the loss to Leicester, a bit of a surprise, I think.
Not really. I mean, those are two teams countering.
I expected Tottenham to win that. I thought they were a better team. A draw to Wolves, and then the last win to Leeds. Like, there is a... I still think Liverpool are probably still the favorites because, again, their consistency in, like, they're not losing many games. This only the second loss, and they're not dropping too many points. I mean, I think sometimes the result against Southampton was probably, like, the coach was, like, in tears, and I had heard it was kind of because... I think his wife had contracted COVID.
He just found out either before the match or had been dealing with it for a day. You're talking about Hanzelhüttl.
Yeah, but he really obviously, you know, it's difficult to beat Liverpool. And the fact that Southampton are...
But he's also German and he beat another German, you know what I mean? It's got to make you feel good, you know?
Sure. My countrymen.
You trash, son. That's what he said to Klopp. But remember Southampton, and I think it was TRAR17 said they suffered a miserable 9-0 defeat, and the board stuck with Hanzelhüttl, and now they're doing quite well. Kind of a trust-the-process moment for Arsenal, too, I suppose. I agree with you. If you look at Hanzelhüttl, homie got a 9-0 loss. Any other, you know, Chelsea, he would have been fired before the final whistle. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Was it?
And it would be a shame to lose such a fun name in the Premier League.
Hanzelhüttl. I mean, yeah, dude, it sounds like a pastry that has like cheese on it, you know? Let me get two Hanzelhüttls and a strudel, you know? But if you look at that, they believed in the dude and now they just beat Liverpool, which is a huge.
Oh, Colo Blanco just said he's Austrian, not German. But still, I have
still rivalry.
German.
Yeah. Dude, can we just start considering them the same thing at this point?
We know who they supported during World War II.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah, we know. We know the bloodline, okay? We know where the child photos were kept. Alexis wants a box of Hanzelhüttls. Absolutely. Remember when was it Frankfurt sent us like...
Yes.
Mars Capone snacks or something like
Marzipan.
That?
Marzipan. Who's that? I think he got arrested during some FBI sting. Who's it?
Yeah, they got him on taxes, those assholes.
Mars Capone. Okay, I know him. Yeah.
God, you don't talk to that girl. That's Mars Capone's girl. She's a baker. Whatchamacallit? Marzipan. But remember there were three little like almonds or something on top? And I was like, why three? You would expect there to be four. And then if you read the pamphlet that came with the little cookies, it said the reason there's three is because three of his kids died. Or no, one of his kids used to have four.
Died, yeah,
and then one of his kids died. So now he only puts three. I'm like, this is the most German shit. Why you got to make it sad,
I'm
dog?
I'm trying to snack here, not think about tragedy. What's right? All this about?
I didn't know I was supposed to stare off into the distance without blinking while eating a snack. Why are you putting that in? Let it go. You know, put that on a plaque in the factory for when they do the tour.
Oh my goodness. So we were talking about Chelsea and RCB just mentioned how long till Lampard.
By the way, thank you, Tori Fett. I know Mars Capone is a cheese. Christian does not. It's all good. The RCB said Bruno Mars Capone. Great.
Hilarious. Lampard, how long do we think he's got at Chelsea? How long is this leash? For this man, he is another loss to Manchester City 3-1, but they were down. I mean, 3-0 the majority of the game. Really,
and City making a comeback, by the
City,
way. Who thought City was out?
And City
was
ravaged with COVID, literally.
Yeah.
And we should talk about that because there's been so many rumors again about like what, because we remember Kyle Walker was the original. Culprit because he had like some party or get together.
You know, he admitted that video of his wife is real, that was really his wife.
Wait, at what video?
Oh, you don't remember this?
I don't remember this.
There was a video which that she swore wasn't her because it was a how do I say this? A woman having a private moment with her nutmeg. And let's just say it. Nutmeg was eating a treat that should not be eaten.
Okay, this is too vague, but I guess
I think you know what I'm saying.
I just want to make sure that you're not talking.
You know, like, remember how, all right, remember how we had that dude in studio and I said, you don't do that? And he's like, nah, man, don't do that.
Oh, okay. Yes,
to women.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, that
well, this dog was like, I got it.
Wait, are you talking about an actual dog or a human being? Be clear.
No, an actual dog. Okay. There was a video of a dog.
What?
And a woman. Yeah. And...
Not like supposedly, my dog. No, it's like a real...
they say it ain't fun if my homie can't have none and my dog can't have none. But we didn't mean... We had a W in that word, my G. We put a W. Yeah, so Thomas put peanut butter. Thank you. Okay, so... I don't know what the rules are on Twitch.
Don't forget to subscribe to get Nutmeg a treat, all right?
Yeah, we got two more subs.
Judd on the bench said, was it a pottle? Oh, boy.
Okay, so the rumor was that the video came from Kyle Walker's phone. It was a little blurry, and that was his wife. And he was like, I'm offended. How could you say that? And his wife was like, that's not me. Turns out, it is. And it was.
What?
Yeah. So, of course, that guy's going to catch COVID. You know what I mean?
Well, okay. Craziness. I didn't expect that, but...
Hey, listen. It's one of the reasons why I'm like, we need to talk about Premier League more.
Well, the other accusation was that Benjamin Mendy had some sort of party or get-together.
Where multiple players were at.
Yeah, and that's how it's break. It
Kyle like, actually was supposed to go. He was like, "Is it cool if I bring my dog?" And they're like, "Nah, you're not invited.
Ain't that kind of party? Okay?
Nah, fam. Nah, it's not pet friendly, Kyle. And you shouldn't be so either."
Okay, no, he can't pee there. You can't pee there either.
Aw, damn.
Anyway, so there's been all this speculation, and obviously when I saw this and there were, you know, a bunch of players missing for Manchester City, I sort of expected, oh, Chelsea's going to dominate here. But this is, you know, we talked about this when we were discussing the 5-sub rule in the Premier League over, you know, during the restart. And we were like, you know, I was saying that they shouldn't bring back the 5-sub rule because some teams are ridiculously stacked and they have just their bench are starters.
Which I think is stupid, but yes, team. We talked about this.
But this is where you see where Manchester City can lose 4 or 5 players, starters, absolute stars, and still crush a Chelsea team that has all their players.
But look at Chelsea's record. They haven't been able to beat a big team in a long time.
I mean, let's not go that far. Well, yeah, they haven't won since they won against West Ham on December 21st.
Dude, that was last year.
Oh, yes. Who even remembers that
year? No, but what about a bigger club? They lost to Arsenal, right? They lost to City, which you mentioned. They lost to United, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember. I think Tottenham they also lost to. At the end of the day, they're now winning the games that they're supposed to win. So if you're... My confusion is, where is the Lampard of last year? Did he lose the locker room because there's too many big stars there? Because how you spend $300 million and get worse?
Well, look, it's people have been very, I think, justifiably pointing out Timo Werner. Timo Werner has been really, really bad. I mean, it's just like there's nothing else to it. He's not really doing much. The game against Manchester City, Christian Pulisic was the highest rated player. The plan was Timo Werner, Kai Havertz, Hakim Ziyech, Christian Pulisic, all these dynamic, speedster, technically gifted players, strong, you know, and quick attackers, and it ain't working. What has been working is when they got the big man Olivier Giroud up front,
just hitting him crosses off his forehead,
holding up the ball, getting crosses over to him, and I think the pairing of Christian Pulisic with what's his name? Who's the other? Not Tomori. Tomori's the center back. Who's the
Mason Mount?
No. The striker. Who's the striker for the young black kid?
Tammy
Abraham. Giroud and or Tammy Abraham are a better fit than Timo Werner and Christian Pulisic. You know what I mean? Christian Pulisic seems to be one of the only players.
Even though they both played in Germany, Christian's like, you ain't doing what I want with this ball that I'm giving you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's just a lot of issues. I think the big issue is Lampard hasn't found the lineup that is going to work best and get the best results, especially when it comes to scoring goals. So then
if your job's on the line, just bring back the squad from last year. Let Tammy, because Tammy's not injured anymore, right? He's back in training and all that. Mm-hmm. Let Tammy and Pulisic just go crazy.
Look, they can't play every single game, especially during these, condensed fixtures.
Crimson Pizza actually has a great question. Is Giroud the most beautiful man in the Prem? We need a poll. We don't need a poll. He is. He's the most beautiful man in all of soccer.
He's pretty high up there. Can anyone make any suggestions to compete with as far as most?
Yeah, who's even second? Let's figure out who's in second place.
Yeah. In Premier League or in soccer in general?
In soccer in general.
Somebody,
Ward Martin put Harry Maguire.
Okay, all right.
Colo, this is when you ban people.
Okay, this is wildly offensive. Durepo says Pirlo is up there.
Yeah, but we're talking players.
I mean, okay. I mean, if Pirlo was playing now, I would say Giroud is more beautiful than Pirlo.
Without a doubt. Okay. Yeah, Pirlo's more brooding. Giroud is just sexy.
Okay. Somebody said Claudio Marchisio.
Marchisio, man, for some reason I'm drawing a blank on what he looks like.
Okay, I'm looking at some photos. I mean,
oh my god,
I wouldn't go that.
Marchisio looks like he hasn't slept since Trump took office.
I wouldn't say, but I mean, look, while I can understand that he's probably someone's type.
Thank you for binging it, but if you look at the photo they have, the first photo they have for him on Google images, it looks horrific.
Joanna Garland said Gignac.
Gignac, okay, good looking, but even on the French national team, he ain't the best looking.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a difference between
Grealish. Grealish is a good looking dude.
I'm very big jowls. I'm not.
he does, but the hair contours it well.
This is Gignac. A handsome man. I'm not going to take anything away from...
Good-looking dude. Good-looking dude. But he's not competing with Giroud. James Rodriguez is like boy band cute.
Yeah, cute.
I don't know that he's sexy. You know what I mean?
I mean, are we talking about beautiful or are we talking about sexy?
He says sexy. I think we're talking sexy. Shaka? Who's this? You're like a strong man, huh?
We're learning a lot about the chat tonight, okay? Yeah.
He did say most beautiful man. All right. James could compete, but I think Giroud still wins. Thomas Mueller. Why are we letting this chat deter us from objectifying these men?
Chiro Immobile.
Immobile, kind of good looking. Falcao, no. Come on.
Falcao, Theo Walcott.
Falcao looks like an evil person in a telenovela, you know?
Immobile, not better than Giroud. I mean, it's difficult to find someone better than Giroud at the moment.
Hey, Mike Wonder, we love you, homie. Thanks for stopping by. And, yeah, hope you get better, homie. I hope we all feel a little better.
Nick Leigh.
He said he's not in a great place mentally, but he just wanted to stop by and say hi.
Oh, thank you so much, yeah.
We get it, dude. Yeah, Giroud. The only knock against Giroud is he doesn't have the best skin. But that's like, you know, that's like saying there's a scratch on the inside of your Bugatti. You know, like, ain't no one seeing it, bro. You know?
Oh, my goodness. Yerry Mina, high up there.
Crimson Pizza, I'm telling you, Graziano Pelle. He's like, y'all aren't listening to me.
Graziano, you know what? Graziano Pelle is currently, I think he's playing in China, if I'm not mistaken. Where's he playing? Yeah, he's playing for Shandong Luneng Taishan. But
your childhood club,
Graziano Pelle. He's definitely competing very much.
But he's still like they're all kind of him and Gignac. They're all kind of Giroud clones a little bit, and I think Giroud still wins.
Okay, Pelle probably feels like the closest to Giroud to that number one spot. But I get it. Okay, I'm glad this conversation went where it did. we got a couple. Jesus Navas, because of the eyes, Robert from LA. Okay, now we're getting into, you know what,
his photo just popped up and it looked like he was looking into my soul.
I've never paid attention to Jesus Navas's eyes. And you know what? Bruh, I see
right?
it.
Right?
Piercing, piercing green eyes.
He looks like Matt Pavich a little bit.
Yes, Matt Pavich is the comedian.
Very funny comedian. He was famous for that, what was that? I Want to Dance.
Yes,
that video that went crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jesus Navas. All right.
That's Jesus Navas, dude.
Real competition.
All right, man. Thank you for pointing that out. Jesus Navas, yo. Yeah, Colo Blanco said your Bing search is getting sus. Bing is like, we got a wild one here, folks.
He's looking up Kyle Walker and dog. It's getting bad.
Justin Freeberg said Alexis Guerrero's ? I agree.
Yes. Oh, just the legendary footballer, Alexis Guerrero's.
Good skin. Hey, scored 2 goals at 30 Rock. I don't think any professional soccer player can say that. And ate a sandwich after a goal. Shouts to me.
Okay. I forgot where we were and how we got into this conversation. What were we talking about? Just Lampard keeping his job and what Chelsea will probably look like. What lineup is going to be the one that will help Lampard keep his job?
I think if Timo Werner, here's the thing, it's Chelsea, right? Abramovich got all that oil money, so it don't matter. If Timo Werner was a mistake, if Kai Havertz was a mistake, don't matter. You bring the kids in. If your job's on the line, you're starting the team you want that you know does well. So you're going to bring in, you're going to bring in your Tammy Abraham. You're going to play Pulisic instead of Mason Mount. You're going to do what you got to do so that you could win.
But they don't play the same position, Mason Mount and Pulisic. Pulisic is a winger.
But he's always trying to force Mason Mount in the team is what I'm trying to say. Like, he's always trying to find a way to play him, even at a position.
Is good. Mason Mount is not the problem at Chelsea. The problem at Chelsea...
Putting him in a position that he doesn't play might be the problem.
The problem at Chelsea are, in my opinion, Kovacic is not doing what he needs to be doing. And I think Timo Werner is definitely not doing what he needs to be doing. Defensively, they're not the worst team. They're just giving up a whole bunch of goals.
But they're not great at anything.
The main issue
is that
Chelsea does not have... whoever the Chelsea manager is does not have the leash to lose 4 or 5 games in a row or go winless for 6 or 7. That's not a Chelsea manager, and that's the problem that he's going through right now. He just has to fix it. He has to stop the boat from sinking at the moment to keep.
So how do you do that? You put in the team you're most comfortable with. Forget. You know what I mean? Like, if you have to make a meal to save your life, forget the ingredients that somebody bought. You put in what you want to do. You know what I mean? You cook the meal you want to cook. Homie, get Tammy Abraham in there. Forget Timo Werner. Tell Timo to sit down. He ain't doing his job. It's another reason why I think Aubameyang should be stripped of the captaincy. As much as I love Aubameyang, if you ain't doing it, let someone else be the captain. You know what I mean?
Look, I've got a bunch of great comments, right? Jordan on the bench said Pulisic didn't need much time to adjust, unlike Kai Havertz. Like, I think Jay Durepo said Kai is tough when you come from a family club like Bayer Leverkusen, and it's very much a big change playing at Chelsea. And Kai Havertz, early on in the season, he had mentioned like that he was a bit shocked with the level that the Premier League was at, where he was like, there's no bad players. Usually in Bundesliga, there's one or two guys that are just like not as good and, you know, whatever, but the bar is just not as high. And he's like, every single player here is really, really good. And I think Lampard is suffering from the comment. Remember, we talked about this before. Crimson Pizza, thank you so much for the sub.
Thank you. And we're the most beautiful podcast hosts in the Prem. Thank you very much, Crimson Pizza.
We talked about this with Lampard a couple weeks ago, where he was being critical about Paul Pogba at Juve. He's like, I don't think people have really watched Paul Pogba. You saw a couple highlights on YouTube, and everyone thought that he was doing all this in Serie A. Well, you saw Hakim Ziyech playing at Ajax. You saw Kyle Havertz playing at Bayer Leverkusen. You saw highlights. You probably saw a bunch of stuff on YouTube. They looked amazing. You saw Timo Werner at RB Leipzig crushing it. And
by the way, everybody wanted Timo Werner. I mean, yeah. Remember there was like rumors, United, Real Madrid, everybody wanted Timo Werner.
It's just, there's no guarantee that they will be dominant or as dominant or even as good in the Premier
sometimes
League.
Sometimes they're system players. You know what I mean? Like, you have to have their system to play the game.
Yeah, yeah. So
You can't throw like a Zlatan Ibrahimovic in a Manchester City Pep Guardiola system. He'd be like, you want me to do what? Pass?
Yeah, I would just love seeing them argue with each other. That'd be
it's like, as soon as you give me the ball, you're going to get a goal. Why would I pass?
Oh, my goodness. BHA1M said, Timo will be fine, in my opinion. If I was a Chelsea supporter, I wouldn't be worried. I don't think Chelsea supporters are necessarily too worried, in my opinion, but I think Frank Lampard is definitely worried, right? If we're talking about just simply keeping your job, I think the bar is pretty high for any Chelsea manager.
Yeah.
And by the way, we got to go to Nutmeg Cam for Crimson Pizza, and Nutmeg is apparently in his crate.
He escaped?
No, I think he's in his crate, probably sleeping or something like that. So,
wait, wasn't that number 8?
That was, I believe, number 7.
Okay.
I think we were at 6.
All right, Colo, let us know where we're at. I just want to go back to Justin Freeberg said, Tierney definitely has a future as Arsenal captain material. I agree with you. And it's not just because of that goal. He carries himself in the way that you would expect an English club's captain to carry themselves. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he's tough. He's always like, you know, like, everybody bomb forward. The only thing I don't like is some of the people saying it, and not you, Justin Freeberg, but some of the folks I've seen on the internet, especially some of the English folks, saying it seems like they're saying because he's white, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Or because he's kind of like, you know, he's Scottish, like, hey, he's from around here, you know? It's a little, there's a little twinge I'm not all that excited about. You know, in fact, look, if anything, I think Saka right now was just listed as the 15th most valuable player in world soccer.
I just want to say thank you, RidianJ96, for the follow. Look, I don't necessarily see it that way, only because to me, Arsenal.
Justin Freeberg said Nutmeg heard the news about Kyle Walker's wife and bounced.
To me, Arsenal are one of the most. At least, like I'm not an Arsenal fan, but I see Arsenal and I see their supporters and their players. And to me, it's like one of the most unapologetically black teams in world football. Like,
yes, and that's, you know, like some people say, like, Arsene Wenger's only real talent was he realized he could play black players before everyone else. Like, that was the joke about him. I agree with you, but that doesn't mean all the fans are
I'm not saying
as
that
open. You know,
yeah. Not every. Yeah, you're never gonna have any fan base be completely just
right.
Homogeneous on any view or anything like that. But Arsenal are, you know, again, you just look at the fan base, and it's like one of the most diverse fan bases I've ever
right.
seen.
It's one of the reasons why I love the club.
Yeah. Okay.
BHA1M says, does Ainsley Maitland-Niles really want to leave Arsenal? I mean, he almost did just before the season started, and he's just so versatile that I'm so happy to have him. Hey, Crimson Pizza just gifted a tier one sub, so that's it. Time to feed Nutmeg.
Yeah, okay, let's see if Nutmeg I'll toss the treat. I'll see if he will come out. I don't know. Endless G7, thank you so much for the follow. Let's see if the treat will get Nutmeg to come outside.
That'd be kind of dope if it did. I know it'd get me to come outside. What'd you do if I appeared in Nutmeg Cam and just grabbed the snack and came back?
Okay. So let's see. I will go to.
While you're doing that, let us know in the chat if you think Lampard should get sacked. I'm interested to find out if you think should. Maybe we could do a poll for that. Colo Blanco.
Okay. All right, I'm going to toss a treat out to Nutmeg, thanks to the Furbo dog camera. Okay. I'm tossing a treat out. It's making a noise. Okay, you see it there? Okay. He heard it. He saw it.
He popped out. Well, he got a limp.
Okay. It definitely shot out a lot of treats. I think it was like it was still salmon in there, I believe. Okay.
Justin Freeberg said that the Furbo tossed out Kyle Walker's wife. All right. We're going to get banned from Twitch.
Thank you, everybody, for the support. And I know Nutmeg appreciates the treats. He's going to go back in his crate to continue napping. Okay. So anything else? What else do we got?
I think that's it. The EFL Cup Finals coming up in Tottenham versus City. Yes. And
City
this
just,
could be
defeated Manchester United today.
Yep, and it looks like this could be Tottenham's first trophy in I think a very long time. I think they won the trophy what 96.
Look, buddy, I ain't betting on them. Okay, they have the weight of history against them. They're playing not just against Manchester City, they're playing against their own self-esteem and their own self-confidence. It's going to be a tall order. If they can do it, amazing. But I think City's winning this.
They won the FA Cup in 91, and the last was the Football League Cup was in 2008. And before that was they were Charity Shield winners. Why is that even listed on your website? I mean, they're like pulling it. I was right. We beat these kids at, darts. So,
okay. So we'll see. Justin Freeber said the EFL Cup final, the turtleneck versus the bus. Jose and Pep, going.
I'm excited to see it because those two, I just watched a masterclass video that, Jose put out of the 2010, what was it? Inter versus Barca. The great takedown of the Barcelona. So, it was really interesting to see how he sort of sets up and how he was like, the way he explained, how do you prepare for Messi was so interesting because he kept saying, he's like, you could do this, 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 this. And it all sounded like, oh, okay, there's a way to protect him. He goes, but if you do this, then here comes Dani Alves. And he slides this little like magnet and he's like, completely open because everyone has collapsed to Messi. It was really interesting. It's on YouTube if you guys get a chance to watch it.
Hot Mess Express said Cavani's punishment from the FA. So we actually did talk about this already on our show, on the Fubo TV show, and it'll be available as a podcast on Friday, and then it'll air on Thursday. But it's already on YouTube if you want to watch us go into that specific thing. We can talk about it a little bit more because we can get other people's thoughts as well. But it is on youtube.com/FuboSports if you want to. It's the latest video from us there. And we go into detail about it. The only thing I think I can pretty much add here, I mean, as far as people have been pretty vocal online about it, and it's and to reiterate like kind of what we said already was like my issue wasn't with either where people stood on whether they found it offensive or not offensive, even though it's Cavani clearly he meant it like as a term of endearment, and even if you are a Spanish speaker and still think that it is like not okay, that's totally valid, but the context is like there was nothing negative meant, and the context should matter a little bit as far as.
And hold on to your point, because I heard someone say, well, if someone who isn't black uses the N-word as a term of endearment, is that okay? And it's like, no, because that person knows that that word is not okay to say.
Yeah.
The word used by Cavani is the word negrito, which means, you know, young black person, young black man, whatever. That term doesn't have that connotation. Can it be taken that way? Yes. Can someone who is Latin and dark skin say, you know, here's why I'm not comfortable with the word? Absolutely. But as far as Cavani knows, that is not a bad word. That is what you say to friends. And the example I used is homie. If, imagine, I say homie all the time. Thanks, homie. Shouts to you, homie. Was good, homie. And my wife is like, I told you not to call me that. But like, you know, I say homie all the time. Imagine some, I was in another country and I said that and someone said, well, you're using a gay slur. And I'm like, no, I'm not. Nowhere near it. I'm talking to a friend. And they're nah, but that word here. So like, there's a learning experience there. And now Cavani needs to know, like, I don't do this.
Yeah, yeah. He learned it. Look, he learned this lesson, and it really isn't about, like, if it was right or wrong what he did. It's just, like, this is the rule that's in place, and he broke that rule.
Right.
That's just – that's if he wants to continue working in England and playing in the Premier League, and the, if these are the rules that they set, there, it's not a bad rule to have. But the – obviously, he got a three-match ban, £100,000 fine, which seems really, really harsh for someone who wasn't where the context is completely stripped, and he is the equivalent – when you look at the list of who was suspended for what, it just says like some racist thing, you know, racist behavior or something like that. And it's right. Like
inappropriate. I think it says inappropriate.
Yeah, and we know that that wasn't the case. So look,
the two things that I understand is him saying like, look, I'll take the punishment, but please don't call me racist. I agree with that because he's like, y'all think that word is like, we know it ain't. So I get it. Like, it's hard when you come from a different culture. But the other thing is also, what'd you call it? Like Manchester United fans, and kind of rightfully so, because the punishment seems really harsh compared to comparable things where, you know, they specifically did do something outrightly racist and they didn't get this level of punishment. So if you're a United fan, I get why you're saying like, oh, this feels like it was done specifically to hurt United. It sounds tone deaf. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But I kind of understand where you're coming from. It's just not the time to bring that up.
Yeah.
And worse is the Uruguayan FA.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. Or the Players Association, to be specific.
The Players Association.
Board Martin mentioned, yes, the Uruguay team is fighting it. And that's where I have a real problem with the way Uruguay is choosing to fight this is by calling the FA racist towards Uruguayan people, which is like, that is not, that's not the point you're trying to make. That's not going to get them to listen.
It's a very MAGA way of doing it. Dude, you're being racist by telling me that I can't be racist. I don't think you understand how this works.
It's the reverse racism type of thing. Look, the main point that I think the Uruguayan players should make is that like, not that you're attacking our way of life. It would be ridiculous to fight someone and be like, well, I want to call people by their color. Why can't I just call them by their color? Regardless of what language I am saying it in. That's not the point anyone should be making. And that's sort of what they're doing. It's simply like, look, context, again, and Colo Blanco mentioned it there, but the rule needs to be adjusted for context. The problem is that it's difficult to adjust it for context, and that's just a reality. So
I think it's simple enough to say, like, if you're going to be playing in England, this is something that you just can't say. If you know, look, if an English player comes to the U.S. and wants to bum a cigarette, he can't say it the same way he says it in England.
Yeah.
And they know that. They know that, and they can adjust when they get here.
Yeah, it requires a little bit of, just education about that stuff. They need to, like, you know, all the players, they have meetings of, like, what you can and can't post on social media. And I am almost certain Cavani probably was in a meeting where they said, like, hey, you can't use any racist language, or you can't, you know. But this part of it is, again, his intention. We know his intention. He didn't mean anything by it. It's like, we know that it's a cultural thing.
And he seems like a sweet guy. There's nothing about him.
How many aunts and uncles or family members that you know, I know so many husbands and wives, Dominican husband and wife, Negro, Negra. That's their names. I don't even, there's some people, like friends of mine, I don't know their mom's names because they only call them Negra or mom or whatever. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. My grandmother was mama to the people because she raised a bunch of kids in their neighborhood in Cuba. So if you were here, you called her mama or you called her Morena or Negra, one of the three.
Yeah.
And sometimes you would call her Chino. I got called Chino all the time,
mm-hmm.
which is you know, when you think about it, you're like, Chinese, get over here. Like, it's, you know, it sounds wrong, but like these words aren't taken that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't mean those same things. They don't have that connotation. So that's why I keep saying the homie thing is because like I use homie all the time. Yeah. Look, what David Silva put up wasn't great. You know, was it David Silva? Or was it the other guy? It was, I think it was another guy on City. But
oh,
my guy,
Bernardo Silva. Bernardo Silva. That was, yeah, there was no, I'm just talking to, this is how we talk in my country. It's like, oh, you just post racist photos on your country?
Yeah, yeah, this is wild, bro. Whatchamacallit? So like, I understand why, you know, and I think that what makes it tough is if you talk to Latin Americans that are young, they'll also say like, this is where like the Latinx issue comes from. It's like a lot of people in Latin America say, we don't use that term here. Like, you know, when we say Latino, we kind of understand that means everybody. We don't think that just means men. So like or Latina, like it's fine. However you identify yourself, Latino means everyone. I get. And that's why we use Latinx when it's appropriate, because it's fair. It's fair to bring everyone in.
Look, I think when it comes to language, it is it's organic, it's fluid, it changes. And obviously, English speakers and American English speakers who also speak Spanish, English is going to... English is a very popular language all over the world. You pretty much, mm-hmm. there's no country that you don't have the accessibility to learn it. And,
remember Germany? Everyone we spoke to in Germany knew English. Everyone.
So the rules and details and cultural nuances of the English language will, of course, influence other languages. And this is one of those examples. Well, maybe in Spanish it's not cool to call people by their color or trait.
Or defining feature. I've said this before, like, you know, my cousin got big ears. He's orejas. You know, like, oye, oreja. And like, I guess he could be like, guys, I don't want you to call me that anymore. I hate the fact that I have these big ass ears. You know what I mean? I'd be like, what you going to do, fly away with him? You know, like we would just continue to roast him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We'd roast him harder. Now that I think about it, you know what I mean? We probably wouldn't really come down a level, you know what I mean? Mm. But yeah, I mean, it's difficult because especially in that language, like it's hard for people to imagine, but there's a lot of different colors, shapes, and sizes of people in Latin America. You know, in my family, we have people that are Jubans, as we call them, you know, or Jubanos. We have people that are redheads. We have people that are black. We have people that are, you know, tan. We have people that are all, like, just my family's full spectrum. Like, there's a kid in my family who looks exactly like me, but he is black. He is a black dude, but he looks exactly like very similar features. So it's very difficult when you take sort of that type of society and try to place some of the culture and some of the cultural understanding from a place like England on that, which England is very much not that way or hasn't been for a very long time. So. Yeah. It's tough.
And look, and there's a difference if it was like he is in England and he has to adapt to their cultural norms and their rules, and that's where so you understand that nobody's telling the FA is not going to Uruguay and telling the players what they can and cannot say. So this is why the reaction from the Uruguayan players seems.
It's tone deaf.
It's you're not even trying to have like a good faith argument anymore. You're just mad. Like he's.
But I did say this also. That's the most Latin thing to do. Say you can't be mad at me because I'm mad at you. You know.
Yeah. So look, we talk about it on our show. You can watch the YouTube video on Football Sports, and we'll, you know, we go into a kind of a different direction than we're here. It's probably a little funnier as opposed to just being super serious. But thank you, Hot Mess Express, for bringing it up. You know, on brand, I think. We got a couple other questions.
Do we think Everton was able to specifically tell James not to do? I think everyone should have an onboarding, you know?
Yeah.
Wherever you are.
But they do it in every single club. I've thought about this. Do you think Cavani would get suspended if he was still at PSG? If he was still at PSG, did the same exact thing, do you think the same suspension happens? I would say no, because I think French culture and the language might be a little similar to Latin American culture to some degree.
They're also just a bit more laissez-faire, you know, where like, you know, they're and like, what are we going to keep the receipts?
Yeah, I think he doesn't get suspended if he's at PSG and does the same exact thing.
Justin Freeberg says, Alexis, you got a side-by-side of you and your cousin, my look-alike cousin. They do live in Cuba, but I think I could get a photo off their Facebook. I might be able to because I know the mom and who would be the niece of my grandmother just got a job at a hotel about 2 years ago. So now she has access to Wi-Fi. So we communicate a little bit. So I might be able to take one of those photos if she still has them up.
Yeah, I'll see if he said. But the challenge is that the onboarding needs to be country / culture specific for each incoming player. It would be very hard. It would be nobody's going to take the time to do that. They will just say nobody. Make these posts, and that's easier to do. And Cavani will be used as an example of like there is no nuance here. Don't do it. Doesn't matter what you mean.
They should make the correction to say this wasn't.
Yeah,
this goes against our rules, but this wasn't a racist attack on a friend. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like they should make that, and I think that that's acceptable to say. Hey, we understand. He's not a terrible person, but we can't let this slide. I think everyone would be like, hey, shake hands. Let's walk away. And, you know, the Uruguayan national team can put down their chancletas. You know what I mean?
Imagine like the Uruguayan national team going up against the British Navy with chancletas.
You know, Argentina would finally support someone else in Latin America.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it. Everybody on Twitch, everybody listening to the podcast. A rough day. Hopefully, as we're taping this, hopefully things get better. Hopefully by January 20th at noon, life feels a little bit more normal. The next couple of weeks are probably going to be a little scary. Hopefully we could, it took my mind off of it a little bit. Hopefully it did the same for you.
It did put me in a different spirit. And guys, just, you know, order some meat, throw it in the freezer. You know what I mean? Get yourself some pasta and some bread. Because, bruh, I don't know what it's going to look like on the way to the 20th and after the 20th. And as of right now, I know some of us are listening to this later, but it looks like congressional leaders are actually trying to enact the 25th Amendment to get Trump out of office right now. So all of this could really turn up.
You love to see that. Board Martin,
I hope it happens.
The president got a 12-hour ban from Twitter. Look at this.
Oh.
All right, just inside
that's a pow.
Inside Civil War. You got a little.
Thank you, TRAR17. Thank you for saying that.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to the pod, being on Twitch. Best Twitch chat, best El Twitche chat there is.
Without a question, so it's the best in El Twitche.
Sure, join us every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern time. We have a really fun time doing this. Shouts to everyone. Stay safe, especially everybody.
Hey, shouts to us. Thank you, Diego, for putting that up.
Okay. All right. Let us end the show the way we normally do. Let's see what Nutmeg is up to. Back in his crate. He got his treats.
You know what, though? The streets need it. Feed him one more time, will you?
No, because he actually shoots too many at a time.
Oh, does it?
I don't want to give him too much food.
Oh, then he gets fat. Then he'll be one of me.
Okay. All right, everybody. Thank you again for tuning in. We appreciate it. What? Is there anything else? That's it. All right.
No, that's it, baby.
All right. With that said, my name is Christian Polanco.
And I'm Alexis Guerrero.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!